Hi everyone, and welcome to Anti-Racist Becomings. Today's conversation features postdoctoral researcher Hans Albin Sultenberg, in which we'll explore his research, what motivates his work, and how his ideas contribute to broader discussions on anti-racism. Hi Hans Albin, and welcome.
Hi Amira.
Can you tell us a bit more about yourself, and maybe a little bit about your previous research also?
Yes, so I'm Hans Albin Sultenberg. I hold a PhD in gender studies. I defended my thesis in the fall of 2022 at Lund University, and I wrote my thesis about anti-Jewish racism in the Swedish racial regime. So I was trying to challenge the gap that exists in research between, on the one hand, anti-Semitism studies, and on the other hand, side critical race studies. So I looked at the phenomenon of anti-Jewish racism in the Swedish context and to see how racialization of Jews works in the current context. And then I did a postdoc at Södertörn University in Sweden. I was part of a Horizon Europe project called Kindle on anti-gender movements and feminist responses. And then I started my new job here at Helsinki, University of Helsinki.
Yeah, welcome to the University of Helsinki. Yes. So what is your current research project then about?
Yes, so my new project that I started a month ago, it's about the Palestine Solidarity Movement in Finland and Sweden in its current phase. So that is after October 7, 2023. So I'm interested in exploring, because one of the things that is very interesting with this Palestine Solidarity Movement is that so many people from very different backgrounds come together for one common cause. So in the demonstrations, we can see that there are these groups like Jews for Palestine, queers for Palestine, Latinos for Palestine. In Sweden, there are psychologists for Palestine. So people draw on very different identities, and they have, I believe, very different ideologies also, different relations to secularism, to religion, different political ideologies in large sense as well. Yet they come together. So I'm interested in exploring how do people handle these differences, what conflicts emerge within the movement. And then I'm also interested in exploring the connections that activists make between the colonial situation in Palestine and racial and colonial structures in Finland and Sweden. And that is often being made. I mean, one example from the sphere of politics is when the Colombian president Gustavo Petro said that what's currently happening in Gaza, and this was maybe a year ago, he said what's happening in Gaza will later happen to all of us in the global south, or all people of color. So there are these connections being established, and we see some activists make them now in relation to what's happening in the Caribbean and the US policy against Venezuela and Cuba in particularly. And then I'm also interested in the futures that activists envisions in regards to Palestine and also its connections to a global struggle for social justice. So how does it relate to hope and hopelessness?
Wow, interesting topic. And another hot topic also. And as you said, all these struggles are connected and interconnected in different ways also. So interested to see and hear more about that.
Yes, me too.
Advances.
I'm thrilled to get to know more.
But then why did you pick this topic? And why is this research quite important? Like I said, it's a hot topic, but then there might be more specific reasons for that.
Well, I think that if you are a person who identifies with a project of social justice, Palestine is inevitable and has been for many years. And of course, right now with the current phase of the genocide, I mean, I strongly believe that Gaza and Palestine is at the epicenter of many struggles. And so then to explore that and solidarity with Palestine, I think it's a way to open up and to think about a larger social justice agenda as well. Was that answer to your question?
Yes, definitely. So if I understood correctly also that your work focuses on anti-colonial social theory and it's located in a Nordic context. So how did this become central to your research?
Yes, yeah, so I locate my project in the tradition of anti-colonial theory. Which builds then on many intellectuals and authors dating back to the late 19th century. And then I'm looking at the cases of Finland and Sweden. And I do that, well, the pragmatic answer is because is where I have access to. I mean, I work in Helsinki and I've previously done research on the Swedish context. But then also I think it's two countries that share both commonalities and differences. They're both Nordic welfare states, and they're both part of the European Union and now also of NATO, and countries in the global north, so they share a similar position in global capitalism. But then there are also differences. Historically, Finns have been racialized negatively in Sweden. Finland is a whiter country than Sweden. Sweden hosts a large Palestinian community and also a large Jewish community, for that matter, which I think is important for discussions on anti-Semitism in relation to the solidarity movement. And then there are also countries that have experiences of colonialism, and I'm thinking primarily of Sapmi, of course. So there are these commonalities and differences, and I think that's interesting to explore then how these contexts then shape the solidarity movement with Palestine and discussions being held.
Yeah. Well, interesting. What do you think people often misunderstand about this topic?
I don't know if people misunderstand so much, but I think that some people deliberately choose not to understand.
That's an interesting way to put it, I would say. Yeah, but that's true.
And I think sometimes there's the idea that this kind of research is very political and politicized. And I think that people saying that maybe lack self-reflexivity. In the sense that, I come from a feminist research tradition where self-reflexivity is important. And when there is this notion that we as researchers, should not believe that we are God. It's called the God trick. We are always embedded and embodied, whatever we research on. So, this notion of neutrality, I think it's not empirically correct. And I think that people criticizing others for being too political, I think they fail to understand and see their own positionalities.
Yeah. Do you see this a challenge in applying this kind of research?
It's a challenge for life, maybe in general. But it is what it is. And I think many people also appreciate this kind of research.
So. And maybe this is where you, as a researcher, it's important to have that kind of research and voice over here. So
yes, and also, of course, being transparent. I make these theoretical, I have these points of departures, these methodological whereabouts and so on. So and then we can discuss and debate and
exactly.
Advance, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. Okay, so what makes this topic meaningful to you personally also?
Well, one thing that I have noticed in the debate is that so many people, myself included then, say that the genocide in Gaza have had a profound effect on us at an existential level. And of course it's the case for many Palestinians, of course, but also for us as non-Palestinians. This is the world's first live streamed genocide, and so many of us have woken up each morning seeing these images we'd prefer to forget. And although there are other wars and conflicts that sometimes are even worse in the sense of the people being killed, it is true that this, due to this live streaming, and it has had a special effect on us. So many feel that there is a before and after. And I believe, although there's this so-called ceasefire agreement that we know is not effective, it's fake. I think this is something that will mark our lives for the decades to come.
Yeah.
So then, of course, it is very meaningful to take time to think about this in an academic way and try to understand it better, and also hopefully then to contribute to social movements.
Indeed. Well, you just mentioned also that you have started in January, so this year, quite new. What are you currently thinking about and planning to explore further since you have just started?
Yeah, so I have many ideas, so I'll see what happens. I have one idea that I would like to write an article about epistemic violence in relation to the repression that students and maybe academic staff as well has faced due to their solidarity with Palestine in both Sweden and Finland then. And I'd like to connect that to my previous research on anti-gender violence, because we're also the epistemic violence is a dimension. So it would be a way for me to connect my previous research with McCarrant. And then I'm also right now looking into a bit the discussions that are being held within both feminist circles and among the left on Palestinian resistance. And I mean feminist circles and leftist circles in the global north or in Europe. Because, okay. I mean, then it can teach us something about, I mean, how the colonial structures work and are challenged at the same time. I mean, because I mean, these are debates that I think are important and that that have an effect. I mean, it relates on the one side to the question of armed struggle, but then also to the question of religion and secularism. I mean, in relation to Hamas, for example. So I think that would be very interesting to look into and try to understand different positionalities in relation to those questions.
Yeah.
So I think those are the first things I have in mind, because that would help me then to situate the empirical material that I will have later in a broader context. So that's what I'm thinking about at the moment.
Sounds great. And I'm also looking forward to see and hear more about the research.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Thank you,
Hans-Olven.